Ah, there you are. I was beginning to wonder if my maid had gotten lost in this little pigsty of mine. Look at this room. Silk sheets and gold-trimmed tables, all buried under burger wrappers and cake boxes. Have you ever seen such luxury in such disarray? I didn't think so. And I'm not actually interested in your opinion, dear. I'm simply making a point. Now, be a good little maid and start cleaning. Pick up those wrappers scattered across the Persian rug. Ugh, they're everywhere. Careful now. Don't slip on the chocolate pudding I spilled this morning. While you're at it, open a window. The room smells like a bakery and a fast food joint had a party in here. Not that I mind the aroma of my indulgences, but I suppose a bit of fresh air won't kill us. Go on. That's better. Now, come here. Stand by my bed. Don't be shy. I won't bite. I couldn't even if I wanted to. I can barely move more than a finger, as you can plainly see. Tell me, have you ever served a woman of my magnitude before? What's that? I'll take that nervous gulp as a no. Of course you haven't. There's no one quite like me. See that silver tray on the dresser? The one piled with burgers and pastries? Yes, that's my afternoon snack. Be a darling and bring it over here. And do hurry, I'm simply famished. You were smart to have the kitchen prepare all my favorites. Triple stacked burgers, extra cheese, and all those cream-filled donuts? You do know how to please your mistress. Perhaps you're not completely useless after all. Now, feed me a burger. Ah, yes, you heard me. Pick one up and hold it to my lips. I could do it myself, maybe, but why should I strain when I have you here? Oh, that's divine. The taste of truffle oil and aged cheddar. Money can't buy happiness, but it can certainly buy delicious calories. This is the life. Being waited on hand and foot, indulging every craving. You envy me, don't you, dear? Who wouldn't want to lounge all day in silk sheets, growing soft and immense, with a servant to cater to their every whim? What's that look on your face? Shock? Admiration? Or is that judgment? Are you judging me, girl? No, I suppose you wouldn't dare. I think I've had enough bites for now. For now. Set the tray down. I'll return to it soon. My hands are getting a bit greasy. Wipe them for me, won't you? There's a silk napkin somewhere. Oh, thank you. Your hands are so delicate against mine. My fingers are probably thicker than your wrist. Speaking of hands, since you're here, put those hands to work on my shoulders. They're awfully stiff. Massage me. Oh, yes. Right there. chest beneath the neck roll. You feel that, dear? That soft rollover flowing under my chin? That's my double chin. Or perhaps triple chin now. It's gotten so heavy I can feel it rest on my collarbone. Go on, don't be shy. Knead it a little. It's like pillow soft dough, isn't it? Oh. I wasn't always like this, you know. There was a time when I could actually walk across this room. When I was merely chubby, not colossal. Back then, I still had a waistline that could fit in an armchair without it vanishing under my hips. Can you imagine that? Me, slim enough to dance at a ball? No. I bet you can't picture it. Frankly, neither can I anymore. You're probably wondering how I let myself become all this. Well, when you're as wealthy as I am, darling, anything is possible. I had every luxury at my fingertips, and I discovered my favorite luxury of all was food. Decadent, rich, sinful food. And lots of it. I started with extravagant dinners at high-end restaurants every night. Foie gras, steaks, dripping with butter, endless courses of dessert. Then I built a personal chef team at home, available 24/7 to cook whatever I desired. Midnight chocolate cake, 2 a.m. fried chicken, done. I even purchased an entire bakery just so I could have fresh pastries every morning without leaving my bed. And bit by bit, or should I say bite by bite, I expanded. My appetite grew as fast as my waistline. The more I ate, the more I wanted to eat. It's funny in a way. Wealth is a lot like fast food, don't you think? It's bad for you in excess, yet you can't help but crave more and more until you're utterly bloated with it. I had wealth, I had food, and I devoured them both endlessly. People whispered that greed had made me a monster, that I had no self-control. As if I care. I earn this life and I'll enjoy it as I please. Yes, my gluttony made me what I am. A grand, immobile blob of a woman who can buy anything and will eat everything. And I don't regret a thing. Not one bite. Oh, pardon my manners. My stomach seems to agree with the sentiment. Always asking for more, more, more. Speaking of which, how about you massage my belly now? Right on the side there. Yes, get both hands under that big fold. Don't be scared, it won't bite. It might growl, though. Oh, that's it. Deeper. Feel how my rolls spill between your fingers. You could lose your hands in all these folds if you're not careful. I am utterly massive, aren't I? In fact, I insist you acknowledge it. Tell me, doesn't my body simply amaze you? Praise it. Praise me. Well, cat caught your tongue? Go on, say it. Say how enormous and magnificent Madame Aurelia is. Ha! You hear that? Even my belly is demanding attention. It's okay. I can practically hear your thoughts. You're in awe of me, of this glorious mountain of a woman in front of you. I am pretty incredible, I know. There, there, no need to flatter further. I can feel your admiration in every timid touch of your hands. I wonder, tell me, dear, have you ever imagined what it's like to be a woman of my size? Could you even handle all this? Look at you blushing. Don't bother answering, I already know. A commoner like you can barely handle rubbing my stomach, let alone anything more. Still, I do enjoy a little praise and worship. Perhaps I'll let you polish the rolls on my side later, with oil to make them shine. Wouldn't that be something? Consider it an honor, my dear, to care for a body as abundant as mine. Not everyone gets a touch royalty of rotundity.
Shall I tell you a secret? I have no intention of stopping at this size. Oh no, I plan to grow even fatter. I want to see just how large one woman can become when she's as privileged and insatiable as I am. Another few months of constant feasting and I'll be needing two of you to keep up with me. Imagine that. One maid for each side of the bed, or perhaps one to feed me and one to clean up after me. Wouldn't that be grand?
You'd like some help, wouldn't you? Am I working you too hard, little maid? Poor thing, running back and forth, wiping sweat from your brow. Tough. You'd best get used to it. I did warn you, I'm only going to get bigger. If you think this room is a mess now, just wait until my next growth spurt. I'm feeling rather comfortable now. My belly is nice and pampered. My room's somewhat less of a disaster thanks to you. Perhaps I'll rest for a bit. All this eating and ordering you around is just exhausting. I suppose you'll be wanting a tip for your efforts, hmm? Did you expect a wad of cash? Or a gold bar from my vault? No, I have something better for you. See that pile of burgers? Here, take one. Your tip. Go on, take it. You've earned a little treat, haven't you? Who knows? If you stick around me long enough, I might fatten you up as a bonus. After all, if a commoner like you ever wants to be with a woman like me, you're going to have to make it big, one way or another. No, run along and enjoy that burger. Every juicy bite. And be ready. I'll ring when I need you next. Likely in an hour when I fancy my evening dessert. Don't forget. Bigger is better, darling. Sweet dreams and bon appetit.